This book will give you many of the basics that you need to really understand cryptocurrency and to even begin using them yourself. We are going to spend quite a bit of time looking over cryptocurrencies in this book and how you can benefit from using them. This book will start with some of the basics of cryptocurrency, such as how blockchain technology runs the networks, the different types of cryptocurrencies, how to purchase your own coins to use on the network, and how cryptocurrencies compare to fiat or traditional currencies. There are also some more advanced topics available, including how to choose a wallet to store your cryptocurrency coins, and how to invest in for profit and long or short term. Whether you are just getting started or you have been working with these coins for a bit and want to take them to the next level, this book is going to have the information that you need to get started. Chapter 1. Cryptocurrency Basics. Over the past few years, cryptocurrencies have really taken interest over the world. It wasn't long ago that these seemed like a silly idea, something that would never take off or something to not be trusted. But now, people all around the world are using cryptocurrencies, and it's likely that they will continue to use them for many years to come. If you are not familiar with using cryptocurrencies, or have never used them before, the information may seem a bit overwhelming. Let's take some time to review the basics of cryptocurrency. Blockchain technology. The overall technology that helps to keep Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies up and running is the blockchain. This is basically the ledger that is going to store all the transactions inside the system so that users are able to look at it at any time. The ledger will be coded so that it is harder to see who did each transaction, but any user in the network will have access to it. Whether you sign up for Bitcoin or one of the other currencies, you are going to start your own personal blockchain. You will be sent a block, and it will fill up as you complete more transactions. Whether you are making purchases, receiving payment, or ordering more Bitcoin, once the block is filled up, it is going to become permanently stored in the network, and you will receive a brand new piece of the block. Each person is going to have their own blockchain, and some will have a longer blockchain if they do a lot of transactions on the network, and some will have a smaller blockchain if they don't spend much time on the network. Once a block is done, it is going to be sent over to the network's blockchain and will join that ledger as well. The blockchain is great at holding onto all the information that you need for transactions and can get it done in a matter of minutes. The blockchain is also able to keep all of this information safe and secure. With the help of miners, each transaction is changed to a special code. Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have rules in place to make sure that the code is legitimate and that it will keep the information safe. Once the miner is done, they are rewarded for their time, so it becomes a win-win for everyone involved. The blockchain is a really innovative technology that is already changing the world and is sure to do so more in the future. It is basically a ledger to hold onto information about all the transactions that occur on these online currency networks. But it is much more efficient compared to the ledgers used by financial institutions and banks in the real world. Terms to know. Before you get too far into the world of cryptocurrencies, it is a good idea to learn about some of the terms so that you understand what we are talking about along the way. Some of the terms that can help you to get started on cryptocurrencies include exchange. These are the sites that you can use to purchase and sell cryptocurrencies. The most popular one in North America is Coinbase. Fiat. This is the traditional currency or the government-issued currency of a country. It would include options like the euro and the US dollar. Blockchain. This is the technology that runs Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. The blockchains are going to be distributed ledgers that are secured through code. They are available to everyone to look through, but the data owners are the only ones who can make updates to the data. The blockchain is going to hold all the information about all transactions on the network. Node. This is any computer that possesses a copy of the blockchain. If you sign up for Bitcoin or another currency, you would become a node